are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a lot of us woke up to hear what happened in Las Vegas on the Strip. Apparently, three people were dead and at least three others injured after a shooting that occurred. I believe it was a Range Rover that shot at a driver in a Maserati. The driver then went into a crash. A cab driving around the scene with a passenger ended up exploding in this crash, and now we have three people dead, multiple other people injured. This occurred at about 4:20 a.m. Apparently, someone in an SUV stopped at a stoplight on Las Vegas Boulevard near Caesar's Palace and probably Bally's. For those of you familiar with the Las Vegas Strip, and many of you have visited Las Vegas, it's probably one of the busiest intersections on the Strip because you got the Bellagio, you got Bally's, you got the Flamingo Hilton around there, Caesar's Palace, and so many of these older hotels have turned into huge resorts. Bally's used to be where the MGM was decades ago, and then after the MGM fire, MGM closed, Bally's took over, and then MGM built up the street. Apparently, the Maserati had moved into the intersection. Okay, yeah, apparently, the SUV stopped at a stoplight at Las Vegas Boulevard near Caesar's Palace, fired into a Maserati that had also stopped at the light. The Maserati moved into the intersection with Flamingo Road, then collided with a taxi. This started a chain of crashes that involved four other vehicles. A fire swept through the taxi. The driver and a passenger were trapped. The taxi's two occupants and the Maserati driver had died. A passenger in the Maserati suffered gunshot wounds and was being treated at the hospital. Two other people in the other crash vehicle suffered light to moderate injuries. From what I understand, the original SUV or the Range Rover is still at large. All right. One of the witnesses said there was a loud bang. I heard two other booms. I looked out my window at Caesar's Palace, and they could see the fireball. So police are now looking for the occupants of the SUV, which is described as a black Range Rover Sport with tinted windows, large black rims, and a driver license plate not from Nevada. It's interesting because, Vegas is probably one of the most frequented places, I think, in the United States by, people out of town. And we love people coming to Vegas, and we want you to, keep coming. But I feel so bad when we have these strip-type injuries. Like there was one guy who, I guess, drove his car into a crowd of people walking. And I get so nervous that, many of our tourists that are just walking up and down the strip, could be in danger by something that happens from these people that go crazy or that drink or do drugs or whatever. I mean, when I went to Bourbon Street didn't, I think, allow cars. I think it was shut off. Yeah, it was closed off to cars. Cars could go around the other streets, but that part was closed off. And Vegas had to do that. Vegas actually closed off part of the downtown and called it the Fremont Experience. Some of us like it. Some of us, not too impressed, especially for those of us that grew up in Vegas. But what is impressive is, being able to block off the traffic, people walking around, and now you don't have to worry about these cars jumping into crowds. You don't have to worry about drive-by shootings, etc. And, I don't think Vegas would be able to go to a, I don't think the Vegas Strip would be able to go to a non, a total pedestrian type of thing, but they may have to. They may later have to. The problem is the strip spans for miles. And so it would be very difficult. I mean, you would probably have to take a trolley or something. People have to get to work. And these resorts are huge. I mean, you need to get into them with your car and you need to park. And, but any more of these types of instances, And these types of, you know, horrific accidents or baloney that's going on the Strip, they're going to have to protect the tourists. I mean, we have thousands upon thousands of people walking up and down that Strip every day and night. Even in the middle of the week, you know, you would think, okay, it's a slow time. There are tons of people walking and people with cars trying to drive and turn into the casinos have a hell of a time because of all the traffic. Now, I know New York had to eventually go to one ways. And although their main arteries are two ways, but, you know, that may be another option. But I mean, you know, this car drove up to another car and shot the driver. Now, who knows if they knew each other? Who knows if it was random? Did something happen at a party? I don't know. But you got crazies out there. And when innocent bystanders get involved, you know, we as a city need to do something. It's just I wouldn't even want to think of what a proposal to, you know, prohibit traffic around the Strip would do. But again, because it's so huge, it's a 7-lane, 8-lane, it'd be a 6-lane highway plus people turning left turns. So that would be, I mean, it's huge. How do you block it off? But there's so much bull crap that happens on these streets that I don't know how to make it safer for the pedestrians. What I always tell people is if you are walking the Strip, maybe stay away from the street part. A lot of people get drunk and then they tumble into the street. And so, you know, we want to tell people stay away from the curb. Okay, but then again, I also understand how, you know, we're taught whenever we go to big cities, you don't want to walk close to the alleys either. So just try to be center of the sidewalk. I don't know how wide the sidewalks are, but when I see people falling into the street because the sidewalks are so crowded, something's got to be done. You know, they did come up with these walkways now where you don't have to cross the street intersection, you get to walk above. It's a bridge. So when you cross the street on the Las Vegas Strip, you get to walk above. The problem is you still have these idiots run across the street because they don't want to walk the half a mile to get to the bridge, you know. So, but we'll keep you posted if we get any more information on the shooting or the shooter at large. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Whew, sorry. Oh, I had a lot of running around to do on the break. I got it all done, though. Why am I out of breath, though? 1-877-DOC-DALI. I did, though, snack on a couple of carbs. I had some butter rice from the night before. And whenever you inhale carbs and then you kind of run around and exercise, you have to breathe off the CO2. So I want to apologize if we got a little bit more CO2 than we need to on this next segment. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I said CO2, not methane. That's something different. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and a big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, there's a scientific study for everything, and I guess this latest study is saying that if your wife asks you if you think she's fat, to say no. Now, yes, there's a study on this. They are, honestly, if there's a will, there's a way. New scientific study has backed up common sense by linking fat talk and discussions of aging to higher rates of eating disorders, anxiety, and depression among women of all ages. Now, the study published this week in the Journal of Eating Disorders was produced by Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas. They interviewed 900 American, British, and Australian women. age 18 to 87 about overall body dissatisfaction. They say if you reinforce the fact that you don't mention your wife's weight or answer questions about it, it suggests that a better body image can be achieved. They say linking the so-called old talk to higher levels of body dissatisfaction, Okay, so I guess talking about weight, etc. Here's the thing, okay? Many of us are obese. Many of us are gaining weight because we don't talk about it. We think we're fine. Now, I'm not disagreeing. If your wife asks you if you think she's fat, say no. Okay, but you know what my husband does? Okay, he'll say, you've lost weight. You were getting kind of heavy a couple years ago, and you have really started to slim down. Now, he says that to let me know I need to keep it going. Okay? Yeah. All right? So that's what he says. And I'm not fat, which is good, but still, I'm not the way I was when we were dating. So he will turn it into something positive. But sometimes I'm like, do I look slim in this? He's like, yeah, you look very slim in it. Okay, well, now I feel hot and now I feel sexy. So he knows exactly what to say. Problem is I know that he's saying that. So it kind of now, you know, takes the whole surprise out of it. And now I'm like, well, he's probably just lying and my butt really does look big. But he is, though, very honest about if something makes me look fat. If he does not like an outfit, he tells me. So him not liking the outfit and telling me so is definitely a positive. So, yeah. All right. But this is a problem that we all have, many of us. When we look in the mirror, if we don't like the angle at which we're looking, we immediately move our head. Now, you guys know you do that because when somebody takes a picture of you, a candid picture of you, you're like, oh, my gosh, that's a horrible picture. How did you get? I don't look like that. Well, you do look like that. But you don't choose to look like that. When I look in the mirror, I immediately move my eyes or move my head position without even realizing it subconsciously to look the way I think I want to look. And so people do that and you don't realize you're doing it. And so same thing with your body weight. If you turn to the side and feel like you look fat, you're not going to always turn to the side. So when you look at yourself straight on in the mirror, you may like the way you look, but that's not how everybody else sees you. So meanwhile, you're thinking, okay, well, I'm not fat or I'm not gaining weight or I'm looking okay. So, they got a point. When you feel good about yourself, when you don't have to worry about body dissatisfaction, if you're not thinking about it, if you cover up the mirrors and you don't walk by a mirror, absolutely. On days when I don't walk by a mirror, I am happy. But then when I come home and I see the way my hair was or I see the piece of chive in my teeth, I am livid that I could have gone the whole day looking like that. Well, what do you do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of these very scientific studies, there's a study out saying if you need to deal with rude people, silent treatment is the best way. Right? They say people who completely ignore those who are rude and offensive were found to be more mentally healthy than those who engage with them. These were researchers at Baruch College at the City of University of New York. The study looked at 120 people, and the researchers asked people to engage in conversation with somebody instructed to intentionally act either highly likable or highly offensive. The participants were then taken to another room to complete a second assignment and provide a score of their performance when finished. So again, not the most scientific, but it's still the study. It still counts, all right? If they had previously ignored the offensive person, the subjects were found to perform better on the second assignment. If they ignored the likable person, they were also, they actually performed a little worse. So basically what they're saying is if you let somebody be rude and you let somebody kind of get on your case, it's going to affect your job performance, let's say, or your school performance, which is why bullying is so detrimental to kids in school. Because your kid that's getting bullied or your grandkid that's getting bullied, that with that negativity, it's very hard for them to turn around and be good in school. You know, your mentation, in order to really psych yourself up and have your mind do what it wants to do, there is so much psychology in play. You know, if I'm having a good day, I notice the day becomes a good day. If I'm having a bad day, it becomes a bad day. You guys know what I mean? And so, you know, you really do need to kind of psych yourself up in the morning. Now, what ruins our day? Well, it could be we had a poor night's sleep. It could be a fight with the spouse or the girlfriend. It could be you stepping on some cat's poo-poo. It could be you starting the day late. It's your job to figure out what ruins your day. I listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show first thing in the morning. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to start your day, okay? But listen, I do keep that in mind. I try not to bring up the most depressing, you know, horrible types of things because I know I want your day to be positive. I do. I mean, with exception of certain news stories, I try to be as positive as possible. But if there is something that ruins your day, fix it. But you got to be honest about it. This could be something you're repressing. Let's say your mother calls you every morning. And you go through a phone call with your mother every morning, okay? And you're usually fine until the phone call, and you don't realize it's the phone call, but now you're down because of something she talked about. Well, then maybe you need to change the phone call to lunchtime or dinner, okay? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is there may be things that are happening in your morning that you just don't realize it. Some of you guys, it could even be bowel movements. Okay, you know, you really wanted to poop, you couldn't. So now you're going to be bloated the rest of the day. That is something that could ruin your day. It's something that simple. Your clothes that you have to wear just seem to be too tight because you gained a little weight. Well, then you may have to have an extra outfit that doesn't make you feel so tight that makes you feel good. I always urge that for especially the ladies or the men. If there's an outfit that you like, or let's say it's silk underwear or something that makes you feel good, not a bad idea to have that for those days that you think you're going to have a bad day, just to give you that extra bounce in your step. All right. Let's say you do start to notice, okay, I had a bad night. I'm still depressed because I'm fighting with my wife or my girlfriend. Maybe get some of your favorite music on to start pumping up the blood and getting you going in the morning. Sometimes for me, listen to my favorite songs work or watching a quick scene of a movie that makes me laugh. But, you know, the psychology of things always gets overlooked because we're like, well, it's mind over matter. People just need to deal with it. No, a lot of us actually do rely on tricks. I know some people go, oh, just the crazy people have to give themselves post-it notes or reminders or, you know, so they don't do their OCD stuff. No, I got to be honest with you. A lot of people have little tricks. They have little routines in the morning, little rituals. And as a doctor, I am totally for that. Whatever gets your day going, whatever makes you feel like you're going to be going at that day the best you can, do it. Remember, we only have one life to live. There's no reason for you to be dragging yourself to work. Now, we've talked about this. We spent a lot of time on this earlier last year, and I'll do it again. What if it's work? What if your day is great, but you go to work and it completely ruins your day? Well, we've talked about ways of making work fun. All right. And or little things to do. Now, unfortunately, what some people do, all right, is get into an office romance. Sometimes it helps some people psychologically, even though it doesn't help the marriage, to entertain the whole flirtation aspect of work. And that may make work fun. That may make work exciting. But that is one of the symptoms of kind of doing things wrong, right, to get through your day. Because now you could be going down a path that you don't want to go. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, about a year or two ago, there was a study saying that if somebody was going to be a Republican or a Democrat, it was kind of in their genes. And we were like, what? Because people, you know, flip political affiliation all the time. Well, here's another study. Actually thinking that you could be wired to be a Republican or a Democrat. Apparently, the study being reported by Fox News from the University of Exeter and the University of California, San Diego, looked at the brain activity of 82 subjects that were engaged in gambling games. Then researchers compared the participants' cerebral brain activity to their declared political parties. While Republicans and Democrats took similar risks during the games, the brain activity that prompted those risks was extremely different. They say among participants who voted Democrat, gray matter showed more activation in the left posterior insula. okay, which is a region linked with empathy and emotion. The other side of the brain was Republican territory. They said conservatives flex their right amygdala more often when making decisions, and that was associated with fear, reward, or flight response. They say these differences were so pronounced that brain activity alone allowed researchers to anticipate with 83% accuracy which party a study participant belonged to. By comparison, knowing the party affiliation of the individual's parents allowed for 69% accuracy when making the same prediction. Wow. All right, so what about some other things? Well, they say creativity. Last year, research published in Scientific Reports found that when rap singers would improvise rhymes, certain regions of the brain would exhibit an activity pattern that best supported creativity. So I guess if you try to, let's say, like, you know, I'll take a poem and then I'll put my own words to it, or take a song and put my own words to it. They say that helps kind of open up the brain and get your creative juices flowing. They say another experiment from the University of California, Los Angeles, looked at people in two age groups, over 20 and over 50, and they had them react to a series of faces. While undergoing a brain scan, participants rated each face as trustworthy, neutral, or untrustworthy. Members of the older population were consistently less able to identify untrustworthy faces, meaning more gullible. And it turns out they also had less activation of their anterior insula, which also recognizes negative emotions. I guess these are different studies that have been out there, all right? Now, let's say you have a way with words. They say if you know two languages, you have more flexible brain. Using functional MRI scans, researchers had reported in the Journal of Neuroscience that bilingual participants required less energy in their brain's frontal cortex area associated with short-term memory and mental dexterity. Now, we talked about being bilingual and having a less risk of dementia. So, you know, it's interesting that they're looking at these functional MRIs. I think that's fascinating, seeing, you know, how the brain works. I don't really disbelieve it if Republicans versus Democrats have something more innate. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, just, you know, looking at some of the philosophies, I found myself more conservative. But I liked a lot of the Democratic philosophies. And then what had happened was I had taken a test in class. I guess they gave us a test going, okay, how do you feel, let's say, about saving the trees, or how do you feel about, you know, women and birth control or something like that. Okay, so you answer the questions. But then they go, now, do you feel, though, the average taxpayer should pay for that? Or do you feel the government shouldn't be involved? And people should, if they want something, they do it themselves. You know, should you force other people to pay for, like, for example, abortion? And I'm like, well, no, I don't think you should force a person to pay for somebody else's abortion, no. And so when we got done with the test, it determined that, boy, I was pretty conservative. And I had no idea, okay? I wasn't choosing the way I felt because I liked a candidate. Mind you, I voted for Clinton in college. Okay? You know, because again, when you're in college, all your friends thought Clinton was cute. We were really confused about the Persian Gulf War. We didn't want any of our friends being drafted. And so anyway, we voted for Clinton. Okay? You know, that was not an innate type of decision. That was an environmental decision. All the college kids were voting for Clinton. That's what we did. Now, what happened though in high school, where we took a test, and it wasn't a bias test. I mean, they didn't say, all right, well, you know, if somebody gets an abortion, we make everybody else pay for it. It didn't say that. But, I mean, it was roughly to kind of determine where we would fall on the political spectrum. And it was very right-leaning, my answers. And I think it had to do with defense, the way I felt about this and that. And that wasn't environmental. I didn't ask my friends about it. I just took the test. So I do believe that how you may feel politically can be something that's more innate. Now, you know, some people are like, well, if you're a doctor, then you should probably be thinking more liberally than conservative, even though many doctors are conservative. And the reason why they think that is you feel like, you know, everybody should have health care, everybody should be getting, I do. I think I would love to live in a country where everybody gets health care. Absolutely. You know, but, you know, I dislike the way Obamacare was written, and I think it's hurting our healthcare system more than not. So there comes the conservative back again. I mean, I feel like if you're going to do something, you need to do it right. You can't just promise things. So, yeah, I really do think there's something more innate, because my parents never talked politics growing up. I used to ask them, and I was like, are you Republican or Democrat? And my parents would never tell us, because they were of that age where you just don't tell your kids nothing. We didn't know if they were sick. We never knew if they were sick. We never knew if anybody, I mean, it took an act of Congress to find out if somebody died. Okay, they just wouldn't talk about anything. When I would ask them who they would vote for or if they were going to vote, my parents would always say the same answer. One of us will vote one way, one of us will vote the other, so we'll cancel each other out. But it wasn't until later, after I had already found my political way, et cetera, that I found out that, yeah, they were Republican, very Republican. But I had no idea. They would never talk about politics, never talk about taxes, never really talk about Reagan, never talk about Nixon, never talk about, you know, they just wouldn't talk. Any conversation mom and dad had were always being private. So I had no idea. So yeah, I do think that there are certain ways that we feel that are more innate. And I'm starting to see a little bit of that with my kids too. You know, now, some of the teachers are pretty flagrant about it. We're going to be talking about this case where a teacher, looks like in high school, refused to grade a student's assignment because they were talking about guns. Nothing violent, but guns in their assignment. And I noticed in my kids' school that the teachers were trying to figure out where everybody was politically, so they had them openly do an election, etc. And even though my kids could have very easily tried to, with public pressure, go towards everybody else, they actually went for Romney. They actually like that, or they you know, and they actually moved towards that, and I was kind of proud of them that they didn't go with peer pressure, because 90% of the class had voted for Obama in their mock election. Now, but you know, some teachers do that. I don't think teachers should bring politics into school, but they do. So a high school English teacher now has refused to grade two students' papers because they mentioned guns. So two seniors, Marshall Williams and Alex Wright, at Denton High School in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, said the teacher, Dewey Christian, set an assignment to write a report about anything they wanted. So Williams had referenced a trip where he had, you know, gone to the Fort Worth Gun Show. Wright had talked about a hunting trip. And both of the papers didn't describe shooting the guns. They were like, oh, I went to this gun show, I went to this. And apparently, he had talked about going to buy a gun and, you know, whatever. And I guess both boys were told they were going to get a zero on the assignment because of the topic. And then they were reprimanded in front of their peers. Now, of course, one of the kids told his mom. Mom went to school to meet the teacher, recorded their interaction. And apparently the teacher explains that he refused to grade the papers because of concerns about the recent shootings and violence in school. But when she said her son didn't talk about political references or anything like that, and there was no particular request in the assignment or, you know, things to avoid, I guess he didn't really have an answer for that. So, you know, keep in mind that your teachers may have certain political agendas, and whether they're on the right or on the left, I don't think it should be introduced into the classroom. And I'm noticing these kids are starting to fight independently what's been going on in these classrooms. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Jeff writes, Doctor, my child is in a similar situation. He's 15, and all the kids in his class he claims supported Obama. And he feels he has to pretend during class assignments so the teacher doesn't single him out. Okay, see, here's my question. What are these assignments? What is going on in these schools where there are these assignments? Now, okay, mind you, I think political science is fascinating. I think learning how a bill becomes to a law is crucial. I think kids do need to understand the Electoral College. I think kids do need to understand what is going on in the world. I think they do need to understand what Democrats appear to lean towards, Republicans appear to lean towards, where people may have certain ideologies, okay? But I think this is supposed to be brought up very objectively, and I'm not seeing it. Wasn't there a class where they were singing an Obama song and the whole class had to chime in? This was during the last, right after the last, not this current election, but the last one. When did schools find it okay for politics to come into play? Now, mind you, when I was in school, I wasn't a part of debate, but I remember having a speech class, and you had to take a side and run with it. Okay, so I understand that. Okay? Right? So, okay. But then, we were each treated the same. Okay? All right? It was somebody takes one side on one thing, somebody takes one side on another. Let's say a fetal tissue researcher or something. And you have to do pro or against. I think when I was in high school, we had to do pro or against abortion. Okay? And, the kids in the class didn't ridicule you. You were graded on how you made a case. And the teacher was very objective about it. Okay? And so I understand sometimes politics maybe can sneak its way in if you have to do a debate type of class or whatever, and you're using it to teach a lesson. But I'm actually seeing teachers inject their political beliefs into these classes. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just saying it because many of the teachers are liberal, and if it was a Republican teacher, no, I'm not saying that. I don't think you should have a Republican teacher talk to these kids about, gun control and, no one's going to take away our guns and the government shouldn't take away our guns. I don't think that's appropriate either. I don't think any teacher should be talking to the kids and giving any of their political propaganda either way. No, I because remember, these kids spend more time with the teachers than they do their parents. Okay? When we allow our kids to go to a school, we're allowing our kids to learn the arithmetic, the Shakespeare, the vocabulary words. We are not sending our kids to school for religion. We are not sending our kids to school for political commentary. That's not what we're sending our kids to school for. If so, then the government better give us an opportunity to choose which school then we'll take our kids to, if that's what's going to happen. I don't think it's appropriate at all for there to be any political signs up at these schools. I think it's appropriate to have an American flag, absolutely. But political signs, no, I don't. And we're seeing more and more, and true, it appears that many teachers do appear to lean more towards the Democratic side. But some of these assignments I'm hearing and seeing about, and my kids felt that same way, just like Jeff, that they had to keep their political affiliation quiet, which they should. But they had to openly vote for Obama or, okay, why am I not, it wasn't this election between Obama and, it wasn't this election. Why am I having such a problem trying to think of what was happening with the last? Anyway, McCain. Thank you. They were doing a mock election, Obama McCain, and it was a very open election. And great. So now the teachers get to figure out where people lie. Now, my kids, though, don't really seem to probably have that much privacy because everybody in the city knows what I do. I mean, I'm a host on a conservative talk station. There's really no surprise that the wax kids are going to be conservative. Not really a lot of surprise there. But some of the other parents were kind of concerned because their kids wanted McCain to win and they had to publicly bring that up. That's ridiculous. Okay? And, didn't we used to keep politics and religion to ourselves? Didn't we? Didn't we used to just kind of keep that things to our, just, we kept that kind of stuff to ourselves. And now, it seems like it's the end thing to do to be very open. And, I mean, like, me as a doctor, I can't tell you how many people during the election years go, who are you voting for? I need to know. This is important with you being my doctor. So now I have to disclose my political affiliations. Now, obviously, if they have to ask, then they don't know about my show. And they probably haven't listened to my show, because most conservatives or Republicans have listened to my show where I live. So if they have to ask, I already have an idea. But I don't lie to them. I say, look, all right, as a doctor, I was really hoping that our administration would take take the opportunity to fix healthcare and come up with something right. And I got to be honest with you, I'm really disappointed with Obamacare. I'm extremely disappointed. And no, I'm not happy with our current administration, because they had an opportunity to fix healthcare, which really needs to be fixed, and they didn't. Oh, okay, that's fair. You don't sound that right wing. Okay, that's fair. All right, I'll stick with you. I can't tell you how many patients, okay, will ask that. Or I get patients because they listen to my show, and they're like, all right, I could deal with you. When did we start to choose who we hang out with socially, who we see medically, who we do business with based on political affiliation? Now, maybe it's always been that way, and I just don't know about it. Maybe during the Harding election, I don't know. But it just seems to be so flagrant and out in the open now. And I'm not talking bumper stickers. We've always had bumper stickers. Well, there's always been campaign signs. There's always been T-shirts. Okay, that's not the issue. My issue is now schools, and a teacher has no problem failing two children because they talked about their trip when they went hunting. And they went to a gun show, and they thought that was an exciting trip. So now you're being prosecuted for your political beliefs. Now, people sue for racial discrimination. Are we going to be able to sue for political beliefs? Now, we did talk about yesterday that case where a woman got fired after the election and is claiming that the boss fired her because she voted for Obama. Now, if they have proof that the boss said if Obama wins, we're firing supporters, she's got a case. But if he never said that, I'm going to be very surprised how a case like that could win. But then if so, wow, can you just see the liability? I mean, racial discrimination has been something that's been prosecuted in the courts, and now we're going to have political affiliation prosecution. But it is happening. I mean, people have taken, it really stinks because this country is very divided. This is an extremely divided country, and it's getting worse. I was listening to the news, and now with the sequestration, they're saying the rich need to pay more. They need to pay more. Who is they, and how many theys do we have? And do that many theys have enough money to be taxed the hell out of them? And will that really solve all our woes? You can't just isolate one group and say tax them, tax them, tax them. Which is why I was against the tax on smokers. Why are you taking one group and taxing them? And people jumped on it because they weren't smokers. There were more non-smokers than smokers. Just like there's more poor people than rich people. So we could jump on them. And we can persecute them, and we could discriminate against them. No, we can't. All men are created equal. We all need to be treated fairly. If there's going to be a tobacco tax, and there should be a food tax, and there should be an alcohol tax, there should be a soda tax. Why are we just now picking on smokers? But that's the way our society's going, and people were letting it happen. My advice to you, find out what the teachers are telling your kids, right or left, and tell them to gosh darn stop it. Because politics do not belong in the classroom. I'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.